And the CMA Award for New Artist of the Year goes to Jelly Roll!
Nashville! I only got a second, and I'm gonna say a lot, and I'm sorry, but I got 1,000 people to thank you, but most importantly, my Lord and my wife. I love you so much, you changed my life, baby. But most importantly, there is something poetic about a 39-year-old man winning New Artist of the Year. I don't know where you're at in your life or what you're going through, but I want to tell you to keep going, baby. I want to tell you success is on the other side of it. I want to tell you it's going to be okay. I want to tell you that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason, because what's in front of you is so much more important than what's behind you. Let's party, Nashville!
Gentlemen, boys and girls, happy Veterans Day, man. I ain't even gonna do no funny shit. Like, celebrate the vets. We need to do more of that. Happy Veterans Day, man. Like, for real, we recording this on Veterans Day. I just wanted to say happy Veterans Day. Salute to you guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Government Name Podcast. Your checks and balances and social commentary. Two halves to make one whole, which is a complete asshole. Man, you guys and your schemes, you're scheming out there. I got a bunch of schemes today. My name is Cole Jackson.
My name is Shogun. What's happening? Short and sweet. Celebrate, getting into it.
Celebrate the vets, bro.
Okay. Damn. We'll make sure we want to salute the vets this year.
I salute them every year. Every year.
Okay.
Every year.
It's a standout moment today, I guess, because we're recording on Veterans Day, as you said.
Yeah, that's been on my algorithm heavy, so I just wanted to make sure I said my piece of it as well. Because I've had a couple uncles in military before. They're dead now. Uncles and cousins, to be honest with you. But yeah, man, like never forget them. I remember my uncle who used to live in Ohio taught me a lot of stuff, and he was a veteran. And I just wanted to make sure that was said, because it's just been on my timeline. Yeah. And plus, it's just like, damn, sometimes you forget, because it's not on a weekday, which is wild to me, Veterans Day not being on a weekday. So, but yeah, happy Veterans Day, man.
Yeah,
and we got homeboys that does military stuff. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I got an uncle. Well, he passed like yours. My uncle, he was also in military, Army. Man, that dude was the strongest man on the planet Earth. I never felt the man grab me personally, and pause if I need to. I've never had somebody like physically grab me with this much strength. Like, you know, I used to wrestle with my dad and there, right? You know, growing up, that's what boys do. I tried to wrestle with my uncle. It didn't. None. Never. Ever.
You never beat your dad?
Man, pin me to the ground so quick. I mean, I can beat him now, but not as a kid. Nah. No. Mm. You look shocked.
You ever tried?
Frozen.
You ever tried?
Yeah. As a teenager, yeah, but I got beat.
Yeah, I mean, not like, hey, I'm leaving, dad. I mean, I'm like, hey, dad, you want to...
No, I did that. Yeah, I did that part, and that part didn't go well. What, people?
Was it technique?
Hold on. I have a phone call that I have to get. For some reason, they're calling in the middle of the podcast. Give me 2 seconds. Sorry about that. That wasn't a phone call. I could easily say, hey, call me back.
Understood.
But, all right. Back on track, bro. How has your week been?
Oh, it's been all right, man. It's been cool. I thought you was... Oh, well.
I lost where we were.
We was talking about you wrestling your dad and losing.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much else to the story. Yeah, I wrestled and I lost.
My dad's like
6'5", man. That dude's huge. He used to play basketball in college. Mm. Like, I'm big, but I can't fight that man. He was a man when I was a kid. Now, gotcha. Today, I could beat him. Ain't no problem. But, you know, as a teenager, you always try your dad. It never works out in your favor.
Mm.
You ever beat your dad?
I never tried him. That nigga farm. He even tried no farmer. Yeah, the nigga that worked with a tractor.
My uncle that was in the military. My uncle that was in the military. He also was a farmer as well. So
yeah, you try them niggas. They don't play like that. Man.
Nah, he. Like, yeah.
Niggas, if you live off the land, they don't do that wrestling shit. They'll try to kill you. So my dad plant shit and get up at with the fucking roosters. I ain't finna try no man
day
like
AM. That's what my dad used to call it. 4 day AM. I'd be like, what? Mm-mm. Yeah, I had to get up at 4 day AM.
See? I can't try no nigga like that. Mm-mm. Nope. I am coming to find out that it is expensive to buy parts for cars. I had to go buy a starter for my car. Boy, was the price high. I should have sold a baby or something, because Jesus. Like, if I had a kid, it's I a probably would have gave my kid up for this starter. Crazy.
About $245.
$311 after tax.
I was close.
You was close.
Inflation got you, me. Inflation
you was
got
on
me.
Prices right, you wouldn't have lost. So.
Oh, well.
I was like, God, I said, how much, bitch? And she said, it's like, it's $311. I said, that ain't what it said on the website. Corfe, sir. God damn it, you funky hoe. Yeah, I
gotta take care of the planet.
I forget about those Corfes. I was like, who came up with this rule? Had to be a white man.
Why do you say that?
Who would be genius enough to hustle somebody like that? That's a white man hustle. That is a pilgrim hustle.
I mean,
that's a pilgrim hustle, brother. That's one of them. Here's these blankets.
Is that really? Is that what we doing now? We gonna have a. See, this is the month of thanks, so we gonna do right. A pilgrim hustle. Is that what?
That's a pilgrim hustle. Okay.
It's like you giving them a bead basically for this land.
These blankets,
I got
y'all. Shh, don't worry. We got the stuff inside of it. I said,
that's just terrible.
I said, damn. You know what's funny? That was the cheapest place to get a. The core fees go higher than that. Some places do $70 and $80 core fee.
Did they explain what the core fee was?
They never do.
Okay.
They
I
never
wonder.
Do.
I always thought it was something environmental.
Well, I was told, well, if you have your old starter, you bring it back and we'll refund the $40 for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what if they don't give me my starter back? So I got to ask the mechanic. I was like, hey, man, say that starter.
I mean, you know what he going to do with it. He going to take it back and get $40 for it. That's your fault. You should have asked for it.
You want it back today?
Yeah, it's mine. I need my car and my car parts. Please, can I have that? Thank you.
Damn, I be really trying to figure out why I can't come up with genius ideas like that to hustle people out of. It's to the point now, man, where it's just like, if I can hustle somebody out of something, that works better. It's better than a job.
Well, I have the perfect product for you. I'll pitch it to you a little bit later. But this, you know, in our group chat that you're a part of, but you missed out on some gems this past week.
Oh, wow.
We kind of formulated a product that we all need to pitch in on. And it started out as a joke. But as we kept going, it might be something we really need to invest in.
Okay.
I'll let you continue, and then I'll tell you about it a little bit later. It's just
a tease. No, that's the only thing that my week was consisted of. I've been at home. I have to work from home now because my car is not working. So I was just like, I was just trying to figure out how to get a starter, and that wasn't super expensive. And honestly, that one I got was the cheapest one I could find. So,
yeah.
Other than that, it was just like typical work bullshit. And and it's getting to the end. So we have to get an evaluation at the end of the year, of course. Mm-hmm. But they're doing a check-in before the end of the year evaluation, which makes no sense to me at all. It's like, we want to just check in and make sure you're hitting your goals. I was like, it's November.
Yeah, it's too late now.
Nigga, the pink slip is in the mail.
We got 2 good weeks of work. I mean, what can I do in 2 weeks that's going to boost this back up?
Just want to make sure you're all right, hitting your goals. I'm like, it's
no,
literally
I'm
November.
Suffering. Look at my numbers. You see where it was like here, and then it just started dropping? I'm suffering.
And that was back in June.
Yeah. Mm. Y'all waited the whole year. Now you want to check on me. Mm. Too late now.
Well, you know, this is...
So what's
this
your
going,
backup
you
plan?
Know, this is going towards your raise, Robin. Scheme ass way always
said,
works.
Don't be mad. UPS is hiring. So, I mean...
Yeah, niggas making six figures out of UPS.
That's what I'm saying. You should try that first.
I think it'd be harder to get in, or I ain't got no CDL.
You can get it. I'm about to get mine.
Look at you. Master of the universe.
Not yet. Almost. I'm getting there.
What's that poem? I can't even think of it. It was a poem. It was like, my king, I am the master of my own universe or some shit like that. I don't know.
You can ask Google. You want to ask Googleina?
No, I really don't. Okay. That's all just right. Fuck her. But yeah, look at you, mastering the world, CDL, having, I bet, man, I'm about to hate on you so hard. You can
why
go
hate?
Anywhere you want to. Cause
why
you can go
hate?
Anywhere.
You can do the same thing. Like, all these opportunities is right on the other side of the door. All you got to do is open it. You ain't hear Jelly Roll. He said he 38. And now he said the road ahead of you is way more important than the road behind you. That's a bar.
There you go.
Come on, man.
I feel you, brother.
It'll be a lot more road when you get your CDL. You got that wide open road to go up on.
Well, they say that's why the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, get your CDL, bro.
CDLs.
You always wanted to travel.
Yeah, I know. I just, you
why
know.
Why not get paid?
Point. You got a point. That CDL is going to get me where I need to go. Why am I hating? I shouldn't hate on it.
Not at this point.
How was your week, man?
Let's see. So, we got a... A friend of ours, friend of the show, is having a baby shower tomorrow. And I said, hey, I'm going to do something nice and I'm going to get ready and order me something to wear because I live in the country. And up here in the country, there's no real nice places to go shop, especially for people that look like me. So I get on my new favorite site.
You mean tall guys?
Yeah. I get on my new favorite site called Amazon and I order me a suit. Or a suit jacket, a blazer, a sport coat. I was like, you know what? I don't want to be too dressy, but I don't know what the attire is, what the place is going to be like, but it's apparently at a church. Did you look? Are you going?
To be determined.
Okay. It's like tomorrow, man.
I know. Man, if this started to get fixed, dang.
I mean, man, we could come pick you up if you want me to.
Like I said, to be determined.
Hey, we'll talk about
it. Waiting on this starter.
I'm not laughing at you because I understand. Yeah. Should be like that. Be like that sometime. Yeah, like, everybody ain't able.
Right.
You know, the preacher
like, be like, oh, yeah, you're good. Like, okay. Or it'll be like, Monday. Like, shit.
Bro, I wasn't even thinking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, you did just say you got car trouble. I'm like, you going to be there? Thinking like, shit.
To be determined.
I gotta go work.
TBD. To be determined. I'm like, goddamn, Acme versus... Well, no, they canceled that shit.
They canceled that shit.
Sorry.
Well. They determined. It's no longer to be. They figured it out. It's like, nah.
Nah, they John Cena can't even... Get this
they
shit.
Said, we can't see you either, John Cena. And shut it down. So...
we can't see you either, man. It's like, fuck.
So, what he's talking about is WB had another movie that they canceled that was already shot, developed, and... I think even animated because it's a CG.
It was completed.
Looney Tunes movie. It was completed.
It was done. It was done.
It was CG John Cena Looney Tunes movie about Coyote
versus Acme.
Yeah, Acme. I guess after he kept buying all these defective products, and it was like, they tested it amongst the audience. The audience was saying it was good. What's his name? David Zasloff or whatever.
I can't pronounce his last name because I can't.
The main guy at WB just shut it down. He was like, nah, screw it. We're going to get this $30 million tax write-off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on with WB, bro.
Sit it next to Batgirl.
First time?
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to see that first. I wanted to see that Batgirl movie. I don't care how bad it was.
They said it was good.
That's what I thought, but, you know, they also said Flash was going to be the best superhero movie ever.
Hey, get it how you live, homeboy. Get it how you live.
Speaking of superhero movies, I did the most, well, it ain't wonderful thing, but I tried it. I did it. I said, you know what? Damn those reviewers. They don't know what they're talking about. Shoo them. I said, I'm going to give Marvel another chance. I saw The Marvels. It's not as bad as The Flash. Okay?
That's not selling me yet. Just saying.
That's the best it's going to get. Okay? You watched the first Captain Marvel movie.
Yeah. Thought that movie was actually pretty good because of the setting that it was in. And plus, Samuel, we got a lot more of Nick Fury, Samuel Jackson, Nick Fury. It was just, it was a cool little movie. I think when they were review bombing it, that's what, I'm like, this woke trash. I'm like, y'all niggas need to chill the fuck out.
Which one, the first one or this one?
The first one. I know they did this one too, but the first one was like, they was going hard because of Brie Larson and they're just woke
trash.
I don't
know what she did, but they hate her. Like, Hollywood, well, the audience hates Brie Larson.
She has a fucking Oscar, my nigga.
For what?
Brie Larson has an Oscar.
For what?
She doing, I can't remember what the movie is called, but she has a fucking, it's one of those Oscar bait movies like The Reverend or something like that, but she has an Oscar, nigga.
Reverend? The Reverend? Yeah.
Reverend? What'd I don't know say? How to pronounce that shit.
I thought you said The River. I was like, what's The River?
No, it was one of them Oscar bait movies, kind of like the Leonardo DiCaprio movie that came out this year. You know them Oscar bait movies that we gonna be trying to watch. Flowers of the Dead Moon or some shit like that. I can't.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful movie.
But yeah, she got she's an Oscar winning actress working for Marvel because the check big. You feel me? So it's just like, I don't know what she did.
I don't see it. I don't see the talent. And I'm going to get back to my review. But I don't see the Oscar-winning talent. So what did she do? Harvey Weinstein the producer of that movie that she won an Oscar
on? Nah, he was in jail when she got this now.
Okay. Let's see. We want to keep the Oscars honest.
Please.
I really don't think she's that great of an actor.
Oscar.
They did a good job, though. They balanced out these three terrible characters in this terrible-ass movie and made it as decent as possible. But the writing is still shit. Like, did you watch Secret Wars with Nick Fury?
Hell no.
Okay, so they destroyed Nick Fury's character.
You mean
they made
Secret Invasion?
Whatever. Secret Invasion, Secret Wars. Yeah, Secret Wars is the next movie that's going to bomb. So they put Nick Fury in Secret Invasion. That was the Skrulls and all this shit. And one of the issues that I saw when they were doing Endgame, I was like, I don't like this multiverse stuff because it's going to create plot holes. And then it's also any character that dies, they can basically just go to a different version of the worlds and just throw them into this movie. So now these characters don't have any weight to them. That's one of the first things I said when we saw Endgame. And that's what they're doing in all of these movies. Everything is multiverse. Like this movie, I thought was just going to be a straightforward movie, none of that bullshit. And guess what? They found another way to do multiverse into this story.
That's the phase, though, right? That's what phase we're in, right?
Well, I guess you're right. I guess so. But the bad guy in this movie is basically Ronan the Accuser, female version, and she has this magical gauntlet. Her magical gauntlet with Ronan's hammer, she can smash it together and rip open wormholes into different dimensions. They don't use that shit ever. They just use her power to rip open wormholes to suck out like oxygen and the atmosphere of a planet to destroy it. And it's like, She doesn't know what she's doing. She's destroying these worlds, but it's also destroying space-time continuum, because every time she makes a new wormhole, it breaks down the fabric of our universe.
She must be on birth control.
Not touching that one.
Did you read that?
No.
There's a story that said birth control makes women crazy.
Why are you doing this to me, man? I'm glad I have glasses on. I felt my eyes light up because I saw the joke and I was just like, nope, I'm not going to mess with it. Mm-mm. I'll take them off so people can see. The movie, acting-wise, is decent. Story-wise, is horrible. It's better than The Flash. It's better than the last couple Marvel movies, but that's not really saying much. Mm-hmm. It actually progressed the overall Marvel story. So they're getting ready for the Secret Wars movie. And Secret Wars is basically, I don't know if you know, but the spoiler is that they're basically merging every universe together.
Yeah.
So if you've ever seen anything that had a Marvel character, most likely they're going to come into the main MCU universe. That's cool, but it makes all the shit that we've seen for 20-something years almost worthless. And so it's getting to the point where what's his name, Nick Fury, is just a comical character, and it's like, this isn't the same character from Winter Soldier, or not Winter Soldier, what is that, yeah, Winter Soldier. Nick Fury has a line where he talks to, I forgot, the Rambo, the black chick. She was Spectre. Like, I need you to fly right now. I need you to go because there's a character that's about to die. He's like, I need you to fly. And she's like, I don't know how to fly. He's like, black girl magic. And she takes off and starts flying. And it's like, where did that even come from? Like, there's no reason for Nick Fury to say black girl magic. And I get it. That's cool. It's relating to your audience. But who's the audience now? Like,
I don't know.
Marvel movies gotten so ubiquitous now and they're so big that everybody's getting into them that we just need to have catchphrases to come out?
Is Kevin Feige still over everything? Like, is he still the main guy?
Mm-mm. He's over Star Wars now. And that's why it's taking a hit.
I thought it was a woman over Star Wars currently.
Kathleen Kennedy, they replacing her with Kevin Feige. Well, hold on.
Yeah. I don't think she gone anywhere. Not now.
We gonna find out. What's his name? Feige?
Yeah, Kevin Feige.
I better spell that right. Is he over Marvel? Is he over... Well, let's see. Upcoming movies. Deadpool, Avengers, Secret Wars, and Blade. So those are all Marvel movies. So maybe he is still over it. I thought it was that Kathleen Kennedy lady.
Yeah, he's still the president. Yeah.
Yeah, here it is. Kevin Feige gives an unfortunate update on his Star Wars movie. Oh, and then the next one says Kevin Feige's Star Wars film is no longer happening.
Right.
They canceled it. All right. Well, the problem with Marvel movies are that they just throwing shit at the wall. They're super disjointed and the writing is terrible. It's like, for some reason, they had all this history and blueprints of movies that they could just copy the panel for panel shot of a comic book, but they just choose to make their own version of these characters that people are expecting certain stories from, and it's just getting worse after worse. But it's better than The Flash. That's all I can say. There was no babies put in a microwave, but there was a pretty stupid situation with some cats.
Well, I looked at the trailer, and I was just like, I didn't get that same excitement that I usually get for. I haven't got excited for a Marvel movie in a while, so.
Well, she does a really good job. Brie Larson does, and the playoff between the three ladies is really good, but everything else is terrible. Nick Fury should have died. Like, this version of Nick Fury is the worst.
Because he's comical now?
Yes. Nick Fury's the ultra super spy. Now he's just black girl magic. That kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Because he could have did better. At one point in time, when they was on that farm, he was hiding in the barn trying to give him a pep talk. Like, y'all niggas need to get y'all shit together.
At one point in time, they used the agent's death to motivate everybody to fight back.
Oh, yeah. Coulson, yeah.
Yeah. So now it's like, whatever.
And then You know, they're calling up the old guard now. They're just like, hey, can we get, hey, can you get Robert Downey on the phone? They're trying to get the old Avengers back. The people who used
Why?
To. Shit, look at what the. you seen how everything is looking right now as far as like their movies are not doing what they usually do. Things just ain't looking good for Marvel. So,
yeah.
I think the only movie that's supposed to be coming out next year is Deadpool, and then maybe they'll, you know. Nobody thought Jonathan Majors would be, you know, getting into a domestic argument with his white woman in a taxi cab. Nobody seen that coming. So,
well, I mean, domestic violence in Hollywood is all of the rage right now.
I got that in my rundown. I already know.
I'm glad you do, because I ain't touching it. Like some other.
I just wanted to bring it up. Just a story.
Oh, it's woo. When I first seen a couple of stills, I was like, I need to see this in motion. Then the rest of the story started coming out. I was like, oh yeah, this ain't looking good, but whatever. Mm-hmm. What is looking good is this month is Thanksgiving, one of my favorite holidays.
Mm.
Are you prepared for Thanksgiving?
I don't do anything on Thanksgiving. There's a day off for me.
I just can't play off of that, man. I need you to get out of this down tunnel that you're in, man.
I've been doing that for Thanksgiving forever, bro. What you mean?
I know, but it's just so depressing sounding. It's like, shit. I need you to have some goodness, some sunshine in your life somewhere.
You know, holiday depression, man. A seasonal depression. It happens.
Don't do it,
it's a real
nigga.
Thing.
Well, tell you what, I know something that would perk you up. What would perk me up, Shogun? Some perky titties. Would that help you?
No. Nah.
Well, yeah, maybe Shogun. Perky titties might help me out.
Uh-uh. Coming from you? No.
Damn, just like that?
You have the monkey paw effect on shit. Like, I make a wish, and then it, like I be like, I wish from gold, and then the gold end up being like, the fake gold, the chocolate mm-hmm. wrapping gold. It's like that. Mm-hmm. So,
Well, chocolate is delicious and it's often used in desserts. Kind of like these pies from Patti LaBelle and Patti LaBelle, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's it. Patti LaBelle and Cardi B.
Hey, Cardi B.
Yeah, she's.
You'll get there.
Man, I struggled to get that segue going. Check
go.
This out real quick.
It's cool.
And no audio. Cardi B and Patti LaBelle teams up for this holiday campaign of two pies. Would you be eating Cardi B's whipped cream with Patti LaBelle's pies?
Yeah, I love when two bitches, bad bitches, link up. Of course. Of course I would.
Ooh, thank you.
Even though the whip
shot,
well, no, I can't. Because the whip shots have alcohol in it and I don't drink. But I
Well,
eat them pies.
Maybe you could just
Can
eat
I
the
get
pie.
To the
you could just get to the pie.
Sweet, sweet, yeah. Show me the way. Hey,
I think this is a pretty good hustle. I mean, Patty Pies and Cardi B and her whip shots. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was genius. For Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whoever on their teams, figure that shit out and it works out perfect. It's kind of like a Snoop and Martha Stewart type situation.
That is exactly what I was thinking. Would you listen to a song, Cardi B featuring Patti LaBelle?
No. Because Patti LaBelle don't do that. Patti LaBelle is a diva. She ain't finna do all that. If you can't sing.
Cardi B is a diva as well.
Yeah. So they're on two different wavelengths. As far as divas are concerned. No. We don't do that.
But it could be like a chocolate and peanut butter effect, you know? Just put them together.
Ain't gonna
work. You got magic.
Ain't gonna work. No, I take that back. Because anybody who's seen Patti LaBelle's Drink Champs episode, it might work. I just thought about it.
She was on Drink Champs?
Oh, that was one of the best episodes they ever had. She was spilling
everything. I feel like
Patti
LaBelle would drink everybody under the table.
Nah, man, it wouldn't even like that. But it was a lot of the stories she was talking about when it came to like R&B singers of her generation and some shit that went down and who she had beef with. And she was like, I ain't beefing. She literally was like, I ain't beefing with none of these motherfuckers out here. It was dope. It was a great episode. Drink Champs has been doing some really good episodes. Well, not recently, but some past episodes. They had Patti LaBelle. I remember the Isley Brothers episode was really good too. Like they pulled some really good interviews out of some of these people. So maybe it will work.
Well, I'm gonna show up Thanksgiving with some patty pies and some Cool Whip shots.
You remember when those used to sell out like crazy? I don't know if patty pies still sell out like that, but
inflation, people can't afford them. And be like, I'll make my own pie.
I don't think a patty pie is that expensive. What, by what?
They were selling out. When inflation, they probably like $40 now.
$40 for a pie?
You said she a diva.
Yeah, but she ain't finna charge nobody.
I don't know the price, bro. I was just throwing that out there, man.
I mean, at most, it's got
to
be
$8. I got to be the one with facts all the time. I can't just throw some shit out.
$40 is high for some pie, my nigga. Like, I'm just saying.
I mean, you ain't
had expensive for a sweet potato
now,
pie.
Now, actually, $40 is about the right price for pie. Depends on where you're getting it from, though.
Not that kind of pie, buddy. All right. We'll get down like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I can't wait to see how the sales look on that. I can't wait. I think that's an awesome link up. I think people are taking a page from Snoop's book by doing something like that. Genius.
Branding out. Mm-hmm. So for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about music at the beginning of the podcast. And I said, why not why stop the tradition? Let's keep going. Have you heard about Mike Jones doing the Taylor Swift thing? He's going to recopy and redo all his music again.
It's funny that you said something like that, because on this past Thursday Night Lights, that was one of my stories that I talked about. You know, Thursday Night Lights comes on every Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. on BYNKRadio.net. All you have to do is go to the website, hit play, and we are also, and BYNK Radio is also on King Radio, app. Radio King. Radio King app. All you have to do is download Radio King and type in BYNK Radio, and you can actually listen to my show on top of a lot of different music. So, yes, hey. I did. I talked about that story.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it? For those who didn't listen to Thursday night, he's a dumbass.
He was a fool. He's mad because NLE Chopper redid his song. Hey, this is what I did on the show, and I'll do it here. Y'all listening? He don't own it. You don't even own your shit. You're mad because NLE Chopper is with a major label. The song got cleared. It was a clearance for the song. Song was clear. So he went forward with putting out the song. Mike Jones is mad because he didn't, he said when they had the conversation, he didn't say yes to it.
What he said. He says, I don't care about getting respect, especially if the respect wasn't shown 4 months ago prior to releasing the music without getting the business cleared. He wrote on Instagram, I told y'all, welcome to the music business. Stay tuned for the receipts, and I wish a nigga would. That's what Mike Jones said.
That's cute.
So you saying that even though the label cleared the song without his blessings, he shouldn't be upset?
He's not suing. He's filing a copyright claim. So when you own your music, you can sue that person for using your music. Copyright claim is just basically saying, well, I own the name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't own, but you don't, you own the name, but you don't own the music. You're whoever he recorded it under, which is Swisher House. I don't know what the subsidiary is, but he doesn't own that. That's not his song to own. Now, for a lot of people who don't understand how this works, here recently, a lot of artists, Taylor Swift in particular, because she's one of the main people who's doing it. You usually get about 2 years, I think it was a 2-year window, and after that 2-year window, you can re-record your songs. Taylor Swift has been re-recording all of her old albums because of a deal that went bad between her and Scooter Braun. She re-released 1989 Taylor version. She sold 1.3 million the first week. No one has done that in years. So now these other artists are taking it upon themselves to say, "Oh well." I didn't say you could clear this stuff. You don't even own your music, my nigga. You don't even own your shit.
He's saying the difference is that he owns his masters and he can do this.
No, he doesn't. Because if he owned it, it wouldn't have got cleared. The label that really owns his music cleared the sample. So if he wants to, if he's, I think his time has passed for him to be able to go ahead and re-record it and make money off of it if he wants to do that. But now they're actually implementing into the new contracts, you won't be able to, I think minimum is 10 years. Like, you have to wait 10 years, 10, 15, and 30 years is what they're putting into new industry contracts to be able to re-record your music. But he never owned the music to clear the sample. He mad. He's like, oh, y'all want still tipping every redone every year? That's what I'm gonna do. Fuck you, nigga. You should have owned your shit. Own your shit first before. I'm tired of artists getting upset over. I said this Thursday. I'm tired of artists getting upset because people are taking their shit and redoing it, and it, and I know it don't sound the best. But I'm also tired of artists, newer artists, taking these early 2000s, late 90s songs and just putting trap drums and drill drums on there because it's kind of fucking lazy.
It's so lazy. Like, we're new.
We have to figure out a way to come to a fucking come to a understanding where we can kind of be creative, because you can still sample stuff and it still can sound good. Not just put trap drums and drill drums over fucking the regular ass beat and think that's a fucking.
Who recreated Nelly's song?
NLE Chopper.
Oh, that's him too?
But guess what? It got cleared. And guess who cleared it? Nelly. Wanna know why? Because Nelly owns his fucking music.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing. You want somebody to sample your music because you're going to get a bite out of their song when it comes out there. So it doesn't make sense for Mike Jones to be upset, especially if he owns it, like he says. But like you said, if he did, he wouldn't have did a copyright strike.
The remake of that Nelly song
is like a one-for-one. Like, it's pretty much the same song, just with NLE Chopper on it.
And some
somebody also did a Busta Rhymes flip. Yeah. Somebody took Busta Rhymes' song. I think it was Pastor Cavassier, maybe. I don't know. I remember hearing the beat, and I was like, damn, that sounds like Busta's song. And I was like, yeah, that is Busta's song. But anyway.
Now you know how Rick James and Smokey Robinson there was feeling. Yeah. James Brown's like, this nigga done took my shit.
I'm kind of bad, nigga. You don't own this shit.
Say what?
I don't like the fact that you can just take somebody's stuff, but at the same time, I love the hip-hop culture, and that's what we did, is jacking for beats. It's part of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
I think a lot of it really comes down to understanding your contracts and understanding... Like, if Mike Jones is smart, like a lot of these other artists... Well, not even other artists. Like, Taylor Swift... And I tell people all the time, go back and just look up the whole thing between Taylor Swift and Scooter Braun when it came to her masters. But she was just like, fuck that. I'm just going to re-record all this shit. And she's been doing it and been making money off of it. A lot of other people can do the same thing. Ashanti's looking to do this. She's looking to
do
that.
What Mike Jones trying to do.
I know, but I'm saying, shut the fuck up, because you don't own it. Khaleesi had a whole beef with Beyonce about this shit. She didn't own her fucking song. Pharrell still owns her masters. I understand how people can get upset about their music and their art, and it's a situation where you're taking something that feels like you're trashing it. But I don't like the fact that you're coming from a place of a fucking worker and not an owner. You don't own it. You don't own any of that shit.
I did the work, though. Like, my fingerprints is all on this, and this is my work. You just own the rights to it.
Figure out to get your shit back.
I don't know, man. This masters conversation has been an issue for a long time, especially in the hip-hop business. I don't ever hear about country singers having issues with their masters.
They probably understand their contracts a lot better. A lot of times when it comes to people who sign, especially when it's hip-hop artists, they don't really understand, or they're coming from a place of possibly being broke. And I'm not saying that's all hip-hop artists, but a lot of them come from a place of, like, I ain't never seen this much money before in my life, or they're talking about giving me this and not understanding the paperwork or the legal side of the business. So a lot of it just comes from, hey, I'm finna sign this, they finna give me this fucking money, and I'm finna go crazy.
Yeah, but the sad thing, it's been like this for over 50 years. Ain't nobody learned nothing yet.
Well, I mean, there's a ton of artists that are understanding the independent way of going about doing it, but a lot of people need labels to be able to get that push. Mike Jones is from that era of being a part of a label. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, it is what it is. But eventually, I think eventually people will figure it out. I just got pissed off because I'm like, Mike Jones, you don't even own it, bro. Like, I understand you being upset, but you need to own it before you start trying to come at these newer rappers. You don't even own it. Get out of here. If he was, I'm
gonna get it wrong anyway. They cleared it.
It got cleared, and it wasn't because of you. The Nelly song got cleared because Nelly owns his shit, and he's like, "I'll clear it. I wanna." And I think sometimes it just comes down to the money side of things. If Mike Jones was getting a check off of this sample, we probably wouldn't even hear from Mike Jones. Mike Jones.
Oh, he said he got a lot of fans. A lot of fans, got a lot of homies, some friends and some phony.
I didn't know. Maybe his number got turned off. Who knows? Everybody know the number.
Yeah, 281-330-8004.
Hit Mike Jones about
the low. Hit Mike Jones when you're on the low. Because Mike Jones is about to blow. Well, I ain't got too much more stuff. I stories that I did have, I was deleting them as I was reading them through. Like, did you watch the Jeezy Neil Long interview?
I
didn't either. I was just like, I don't care. Man, it's, yeah, nah, I'm ready. If you're ready to get into the rundown, we can go ahead and do that.
All right. It's time for, and I have it updated, so y'all can.
I was about to say, I got it right here.
Have it updated. Thank you very much. It is time for the one and only the rundown is Jackson. Where we. Okay,
I was just gonna ask what was the rundown.
Oh, the rundown is where we take stories from the internet, some good, some bad, some schemes, some not, and we give our opinions about them on a regular basis.
Look at my African American over here.
Okay.
Because you missed it.
I updated it because you was like, we got to update it, man. We got to put the new one out here. So the new one's here.
Yeah. I know you still like your Trump.
I don't know if I'm going to like him next year. He coming down with the quickness.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Man, I got so many. Every story I have, except for one, is just a scheme. I've been on a scheme.
Start us off. You got a dollar in the dream, bro. Let's see it. I want to hear about your schemes. Let's see if it's good.
So let me ask you a question. Where's the best place you've stayed as far as hotel wise?
Best place I stayed?
Hotel wise.
And it's some nice double. The Luxor was all right.
Luxor is, it was all right. You know what I'm saying?
La Quinta. It's like the two opposites. And I was going to say, there was a really nice Doubletree I stayed in Nashville. That was nice. I can't think of the ones that I went to in Atlanta. I don't know. What you got for me?
What are you willing to, are you willing to go almost anywhere for a great hotel stay?
Do you know where I stay? I go everywhere. And I do a lot of things for some coins. So let's hear you out.
Well, you can't get paid. You're going to have to pay to get to this now. There are reports that have noted that there is going to be a luxury space hotel that is scheduled to open in 2025. The availability of the space hotels have yet to be released. Now, however, hold on. You're shaking your head too early. Calm down.
I'm not.
It is safe to assume that they will come with a hefty price tag due to the novelty and exclusivity of such an experience. The idea
Look how
of
you
the
trying
space
to sell it.
I'm trying to help you out, brother. I got some rules to sell.
Hold on. I know I'm interrupting, but I'm just saying, look, you know it's going to be limited space because you're going to space where it's infinite space. And you know it's going to be expensive because it's just not enough room for everybody to go up into this infinite space.
I got you. Hold on. The idea of the space tourism is familiar, with several companies already offering suborbital flights for wealthy individuals like Shogun. However,
it's not even space.
Space. Hold on. Staying overnight in space takes
suborbital.
Takes it to a whole new level. Now, let me picture this. Imagine waking up to a view of Earth from your hotel room, floating in zero gravity while enjoying the ultimate luxury experience. The Above Space Development Corporation plans to make this dream reality in 2025. Come on now. They are in the process of building not one, two hotels in orbit. The Voyager Space, the Voyager Station Hotel and the Pioneer Station Hotel. The Voyager I'm selling it to you now. The Voyager Station Hotel is expected to accommodate more than 400 people. I like that. Ain't too many people around. While the Pioneer Station Hotel will be smaller, catering to only 30 guests. Shogun, you could be one of them 30. One of the first ones. All right. So one of the exciting features of these hotels is the option of artificial or zero gravity in your room. Guests will have the opportunity to experience the sensation of weightlessness or choose to have artificial gravity simulated Earth's conditions. Come on, bro. If you ain't with this, I don't know what you with. This could open up endless possibilities for leisure activities like floating swimming pools or zero gravity gyms. My nigga, you and your lady in a floating swimming pool? Come on, bro. That's you, man. Come on. While details on the price and availability of these space hotels are still under wraps, don't tell nobody, it is not hard to imagine that it will be a once-in-a-lifetime experience that only a select few, like my nigga Shogun, got a CDL, can afford. However, with the increasing interest and demand of space tourism, it is possible that the prices may become more accessible in the future. Shogun, you said the Luxor, you shitted on the Luxor. You said that was a piece of shit. You spit in the face of the manager. How about going to space? How about going to the Voyager Station Hotel? Huh? 30 people.
You first. I'll let you go first.
Oh, I ain't got it. I ain't got no CDL yet. I gotta get my CDL to get up though.
All right. They ain't even started construction. You saying they building it right now and it's supposed to open in 2027.
Yes. Yes, 2025. It'll be ready
in
2025.
Show me a video or a photo of them building a hotel in space.
Man, I ain't really got all that now. So you asked for a lot right now. Hold on.
Yeah, because my life is going to be on the line up in suborbital space. What kind of power system are they going to use to power this?
That's a good
question. How they generating
gravity?
Maybe
they got that cube from Avengers.
That would be some U.S. government type shit to do. They got this alternative power source, and they just like, yeah, we're going to make hotels first. You're going to save some people.
It'll be some nuclear shit that they'll put together. Come on, Shogun. Space hotel, 2025. Luxury, floating swimming pools.
Okay, it's 2023. We still ain't figured out wars, clean water. We got money issues, and they want to put a hotel in space. All right.
You're looking at the negative.
Show me the positive.
You can see the Earth
from your room.
All that gamma
radiation you're going to get, you might turn into a Fantastic Four.
All you can see the Earth from your moon, nigga. And you can do zero gravity. Come on, bro.
I can see the Earth from my moon.
From your room.
I'm good.
I say your room.
Oh, from a room.
Yeah. And think about it, you know, you drink your Taylor Port in weightlessness. Come on, brother.
Oh, you think they're going to let me bring Taylor Port? TSA won't even let me bring a bottle of water on an airplane. You think they're going to let me bring Taylor Port up there?
Different times have changed.
When? Last week when the time change happened? So now we got space helicopters.
You can buy that. You can buy Taylor Port up there. I'm pretty sure they got it up there. Come on, man. Don't sound like a great opportunity.
They got everything in basic.
Come on, it sounds like
a great opportunity to watch somebody die.
Who gonna die?
Okay, everybody.
What you mean?
You got a hotel. All right, think about it this way. You flying in space. What happens if a rock or something hits that hotel and it cracks one of those windows?
You always think about it. I'm pretty sure they're going to
have. Yeah, because my life is on the line. What are you talking about?
Man, Bezos and them go up there all the time.
No, they don't. They literally scrap every mission when they be like, oh, it's about to climb. It's the cloudy weather. Let's not go up there. They be like, nah. So you telling me they going to have enough transportation, they going to keep going to have 400-something people in a space hotel, meaning they going to have workers that's going to be up there for months on end that's going to be traveling? No.
Not space luxury. It's luxury space hotel, brother. I'm trying to tell
you. You can keep saying that. It's just going to still be the same bullshit. It's not going to. It's the wave. You going to wave your hands goodbye? Boom. You remember that scene in Star Wars where the Death Star just explodes? That's what that hotel is going to do.
Well, I tried, man. I tried.
I'm glad you tried. You tried
it. This is a hell of a scheme, man. People come up with any damn thing. This is ridiculous. So what the fuck? I said a luxury space hotel. They talking about we ain't gonna have internet next year because of fucking solar flares.
In two years, you supposed to be opening up the space hotel, bro. We gonna be 60 something years old by the time they got this thing going.
Well, you know, it is what it is. Because, you know, you get those shitty contractors and everything just goes to hell.
Oh, you going to get some space? You going to have some space migrants up there working on it?
They'll go.
Hell yeah. They already illegal. They already alien. So shit, why not?
They'll go up there.
This is the new version of E.T.
I don't know about this one. The boy don't look too good, man.
All right.
I wonder if so more since locals
we pitching ideas, let me pitch you my idea that I came up with, okay? Now, you remember a couple weeks ago I was talking about Kim Kardashian and her bra, the ultimate nipple bra. Showed her with the nipples poking out. And I was like, I can't wait to see what the knockoff sites are going to do, like the Sheens and the Fashion Novas. Because I was like, they just really going to change the game because Kim Kardashian was charging, what, $60 for them bras?
I think so, I recall.
You got the knockoff sites. What they going to do? Well, not even 3 weeks later, here it is. Of course, the audio got me again. All right. Let me ask you. Uh-oh. How do you feel about nipple piercing pasties first?
Get out your lip. Why not?
Okay.
Everybody has to have a space hotel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a space hotel.
It's a dream.
It's a little more grounded. All right. So what happens when you take your shirt off and you don't have, like, pierced nipples?
I don't know. What does happen? What type of night was it? Was it a drinking night? Was it a hot one-night stand with some... I'm pretty sure you wear those when you're going to get drunk, so...
Would you be upset if you took home a girl that had her nipples pierced and then when you get to that part and there's nothing there, it's just regular-ass nipples? I mean, part of your attraction to her was that you saw that she had pierced nipples and you're like, oh, I like this. Let's go. Would you be a little upset?
Not really.
No?
Hey, if it's good enough for Joe Smith, it's got to be good enough for me.
Who is Joe Smith?
The OnlyFans guy?
I don't know.
We did the story about his wife doing the OnlyFans.
Oh, the basketball guy. Yeah. His name was Joe Smith?
Yeah.
That was just last week. That's how quick I forgot about him. He is so forgettable.
He doing Vlad interviews right now.
Why?
Because he want to tell his side of the story.
Nobody cares about his side of the story. We just care about the link in the bio.
He said exactly what you said, too, about the Cameron situation. He's like, I ain't feeling that. I'm not feeling Cameron pushing up on my wife. A little upset about that.
I'm going to learn how to stay out of everybody's business because it eventually comes back around and I put my foot in my mouth. So I'm not going to say nothing else about that nigga or anybody else's relationship. So... I have a business proposition. So since it's no longer classified as lying because you can do these types of things, it's a fashion statement and it's not objectifying anybody because it's a fashion statement. Why don't we come out with a product where it shows off a male enhancement that could help, give you that extra confidence that you need? certain situations. Say if it's a little too cold outside and you want to wear your gray sweats, but you don't feel confident enough, you could put these things on and it gives you that protruding confidence that you really need.
I think somebody already made those.
Damn it. What'd they call it?
I don't know, but I think it's a what's name out already with that, like to help with your bulge.
Was it like a jock strap or something?
I think so.
Continue. I had a good name for it. I was gonna call them slangers. I had a commercial and everything.
That ain't bad.
Slangers with a Z.
I was trying to look it up real
from
quick.
The, you know, I was going to pitch it to the makers of the clap cleats. You know, the they can make clap cleats. The clap cleats.
The clap cleats. I've never heard of
that. How have you not heard? I thought I brought this to the show a long time. Oh, my God. What is wrong with this man?
The clap cleats. Yeah. Okay. It's a bowl. You know those. Yeah, it's on Amazon. It's called Men Underwear Cup Bulge Enlarge Enhancing Sponge. Look, I can't even pronounce.
I'm not looking this up. I'm good.
L-O-Y-E-J-G-L.
Share your screen. Just share your screen.
It's on my other computer. I got like four screens going on.
I got you. Okay.
But it's on Amazon, $17.88. And they come in different colors.
Damn. What the reviews? Different colors.
3.9
stars. Who go see it? Who go see it? Wait. All right, I gotta look it up now. Amazon.
L-O-Y-E-J.
Hold on. I ain't that quick. Hold on. I'm like Joe Smith. I gotta slow it down a little bit. Let's see. L-O-Y.
E-J.
Mm-hmm.
GL. And it's Men's Underwear Cup Bulge. I knew it. Yeah.
Oh. This is terrible. Oh, man.
I don't know, man.
For the people who are watching it on Spotify, y'all gonna endure this with me. Here you go. Check it out. Okay, let's...
How do you pronounce that name? Man, LaIljul?
I was going to say LaJoy. Yeah, that works.
Oh, it's on sale for $11.99.
No, that's $12.48. It's $11.99. That's
11%. No, if you get the 3-pack, it's $11.99.
Oh, okay. I thought you was looking at mine. How does this work? Oh, it's got a little flap.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. All right. Let's Sorry, I'm trying to see what the reviews are talking about.
It only has 3.8 stars.
These are exactly what you expected them to be, which is a soft form pad added to your underwear, adding the price. Wow. All right, I want to see a terrible review. Who got it and said, nah, this ain't it? Oh, there's no 0-1 star. Come on, where the 1 stars?
Think,
all right, 2 stars.
I think people are pretty, pretty satisfied with they're getting.
Well, how they got reviews, but then they ain't saying it. All right. Yeah, I guess
some people don't want to tell their business. Somebody, they got another one too.
You buying a fucking extra cup? No, I'm good. My history is already gonna be jacked up.
Type this one in on your Amazon real quick too.
All right, hold on. I closed it. What's the name of it?
ZONBAILON.
You had to translate it, my nigga. It's like, what the fuck? What? These things are $40. All right, y'all got to come with me. Endure.
Men's bulge enhancing underwear, Bri.
Ladies, don't buy none of this shit for Christmas for your dude. Like, this is just terrible. Look at that shit. It's got 1,000 reviews. Oh, my. Oh, shit. Let's see what they say. Look at this. It's got a picture. We might just got demonetized on that one. All right.
Slangers.
I've got a 36 waist. Right. I got a 36 inch waist. And the large fit perfectly. They made me feel sturdy, silky material and molded pouch for my privates. If you're very endowed, the pouch might be too big or not enough for you. Wait, what? The pouch might not be big enough for you. But being just a bit on the larger side, they had everything very nicely. No squishing the boys against my body anymore. Oh man. These benefits will provide an interesting enhancement for those less endowed. Look at Larry. I appreciate you, Larry, for being he's a verified purchaser. I appreciate Larry for being honest.
See?
Let me see if they have a negative review.
I don't think so. I think all of
the quote-unquote pouch. He said, the quote-unquote pouch is not nearly as big as it looks in the picture. It would only comfortably accommodate the average or smaller endowments. This guy, Daniel H., he's just trying to get some people to get on his inbox. This guy right here is poor quality. It's baggy, poor fit.
Baggy suit.
I would hate to have to be the person. Oh, so this guy said it was baggy? What size did he get? He got the small? Oof. The man said he threw it in the garbage. I would never buy it again.
This trash.
This dude said was supposed to be red, but it looked more pinkish and orange than red. Also, the pouch fits weird. Look, he got a large. That's the large size. This dude got a 3X. He said it was way too small. Oh, shit. I done broke my mic. So much for my get rich quick scheme. Slangers is already on Amazon.com.
I mean, you can still do it, bro.
I guess men just being too honest. Men are just being too honest.
You can still do slangers.
Mm-mm.
I don't think the market is flooded, bro. And those probably are some European companies. We need American made.
Really? We need Americans, you know.
Yeah.
Fits. Everything European that goes in there is nothing tight and snug.
Yeah, these European companies, clearly they don't know how to put the pouch down there correctly.
Even right now, I got my legs up and stuff. I've never been in a situation where I was like, I need to show my dick print. Yep. Right now, it's some bad bitches in here. I need to walk in with my dick print out. Be like Mystical. I came in with my dick in my hand. Would you wear them?
Wear what?
Slangers?
I mean, if you're making it, brother, I will support you and I will buy a pair of slangers.
You support?
I'm going to tell you about yourself.
I don't need that for you, man. I'll be like, it fit me.
Hey, man.
I don't know about you, buddy. I'm good.
Hey, man. Are you done?
All right. I'm done. Go ahead.
Oh, another scam gone bad. Times are hard. I kind of wish I would have came up with this because I know a man who knows a guy who knows another guy. Shocking incident occurred in Oakland this week when thieves crashed a backhoe into the window of an AM/PM store in an attempt to steal an ATM.
Mm-hmm.
They taking these laws in California too wild. Surveillance footage captured the moment when the backhoe claw smashed through the bulletproof glass, causing a significant damage to the store. The owner, I'm not making his name up, Ali Abdullah, spoke out about the incident, stating that the damage is worth at least $70,000. Now, he chose not to show his face due to the safety concerns, but he assured the public that the clerk that was working was working the same day. The surveillance video shows the mass thieves breaking into the store using the backhoe and later these niggas used the backhoe and later backing a white pickup truck to the entrance. They could be seen pulling out a chain and attempting to connected to the damaged ATM. Unfortunately for the thieves, the chain was not long enough. Kind of like my package when I have to get my slangers.
Yep, slangers.
They were forced to abandon their robbery attempt when they heard sirens of the police officer. Now, Ali Abdullah expressed his frustration at the thousands of dollars worth of damage caused to his store and voiced his concerns about the state of public safety in Oakland. He even suggests that the business owner
live
make...
in Oakland.
It's a good size of Oakland now.
I believe you, but Oakland is just like Compton.
No, it's.
You don't remember that song?
Made... Yes, DJ Quick. Mm. Business owners may need to consider sleeping in their stores with a loaded weapon for protection, since the police response time is not as prompt as it used to be. When the police arrived at the scene, the backhoe was still present, but the vandals had already left the scene. The store was left heavily damaged from the failed ATM heist.
This nigga act like he ain't got insurance.
He might not. You gotta have insurance if you got a store out there. That's mandatory. They ain't even gonna open your shit up or give you no liquor license if you don't do that shit.
Right.
I mean,
it sucks that his store got broken into, but the thieves stopped. They stopped because they heard the sirens. No, bruh, that is a quick response
time. They stopped because their chain wasn't. They didn't take the ATM because the chain wasn't long enough.
They stopped using the chain, but they were still trying to rob the place, and they stopped because they heard the sirens. They were going to figure out something else. That backhoe could have moved back just a little bit more and got closer to that ATM.
The damage was done at that time, my nigga. His store, that man got to rebuild his store, bro. He losing money. He said at least $70,000 worth of...
You cut me off before I could finish. You think a thief cares about this man's store when they were just trying to break in to steal some money out of ATM? The most they're going to get, probably about 20 grand, if that.
Not in no ATM in Oakland?
See what I'm saying?
$20,000 in an ATM?
So, all right. It sucks that his store got broken into, but he should have insurance in this situation.
Yeah, but he does. He's going to have to close the store for a long amount of time to get all of that damage done. And that's losing money. He got to pay. And I get it. The insurance will probably pay the $70,000 worth of damage, but he's probably going to lose more in profit by being closed for so long.
Let me ask you something. You've been over there. You ever been to a convenience store that you was like, damn, it's worth at least $70,000 inside this place?
No.
Exactly. That nigga scammed me too, bro. He said it was a Mona Lisa in this thing.
That man is a business owner. That man
upping
the
price. He upping the price, bro. He trying to upgrade. He needs some new slushies in that motherfucker.
My man losing out on some money, man. He got to again. Insurance got to pay the $70,000, but he gonna lose way more than that when he got to shut down his business for a little while.
Yeah.
But I honestly was just like, damn, a backhoe? Shit, I know a nigga who got one now.
Mm-mm. It ain't worth it because there's only so many places you can get a backhoe, and it's on video. I even looked in that video. I watched it before you talked about it. You can see the tag number on that white truck when they backed it up. So it's like, they not really going to get away. And they ain't even get no money. They just did property damage.
Yeah. Here's my thing. I was just like, y'all niggas got a backhoe, but y'all ain't got a chain long enough to pull the fucking ATM?
Man, them chain hoists sometimes. I don't know. I got a 3-ton chain hoist on my truck. I'm pretty sure I could jack up a ATM. But
it ain't that much money in ATMs.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't worth it. You doing all this extra shit, it ain't worth it.
What was that conversation like? Man, I got this backhoe. For real? You know what time it is.
Yeah.
Ali down the street.
Time to go to work.
Ali.
What?
What? Nigga, that
I'm going to go to work to, you know, dig some holes. I can make $50 an hour doing this. What are you talking
too
about?
Too expensive. Price of living too high for me to work, brother.
Yeah, I would have moved out of Oakland.
I just thought, I was like, damn, man, everybody got a scam. Everybody got a scheme. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wish I had a...
How old is hip hop?
50 years old.
And 50 last
year,
week,
this year.
Last week, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, LL Cool J, played tribute to DJ Cool Herc, the godfather of hip hop, acknowledging his profound impact on the culture. Cool J highlights Herc's wide-reaching influence beyond music, touching millions. This introduction commemorates the genre that has deeply resonated with countless individuals worldwide. Let's express our deepest gratitude with DJ Cool Herc and his sister, Cindy Campbell, for laying the foundation of hip-hop culture. Their unwavering commitment and pioneering spirit birthed a movement felt globally. As DJ Kool Herc takes his place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame of 2023, we honor his genius and his legacy. Thank you, said LL Cool J. I thought that was pretty cool. And I know you don't like LL Cool J, but you can't hate this thing that he just did.
What you mean? Talking about giving him his props? Giving Kool Herc his props? Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Missy was the first. Missy got inducted as well. First female rapper to be inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I thought that was dope as hell. She deserves that. Yeah, I think that's cool. DJ Kool Herc. Go ahead,
would
LL.
You think Missy Elliott could come out with a new album? Would you listen to it?
She dropped the EP probably 2020. With new music and everything. She can still do that. She still write for people.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, she still writing.
Maybe she could give some pointers to. Maybe she could give some pointers to Lauryn Hill. Maybe give her a watch too. Make sure she show up. So she's. Did you see what happened last week?
Yeah. People
like this has been going on for way too long for this to be okay. Flack.
I'm about to get some flack for this shit. Y'all really overhyped Lauryn Hill. She got one album. And I'll be honest with y'all. That ain't even no hip hop album. That's an R&B album.
That wasn't no I was expecting some fireworks, but that wasn't too bad. She is overhyped at this point.
I think some of our listeners might think differently. But I've gotten to the point now where I'm like, I gotta be honest. Like
she doesn't respect her audience.
Listen, she said on the Nas album, she out here, y'all worried about me showing up to a show. I'm out here saving souls.
Somebody drove 5 hours, took off, got a babysitter and all this shit, showed up, and then like an hour before, hour 30 minutes before the show started, they canceled it. Bruh, Lauryn Hill deserved to get her ass whooped.
Yeah, she cussed out the crowd, talking about some her being like, you. We got to reevaluate this whole Lauryn Hill thing. That's all I'm saying.
No. We there. Fuck Lauryn Hill. She don't care about us as the audience members. Why would I keep buying tickets to her show?
I mean, because she's a legend. And a lot of people.
She's a legend, yes. And that's great. She has one great body of work. The Fugees. Yeah, that was great. This shit ain't. It's been going on for over 2 years. Actually, probably about 5 years at this point.
It's been happening since she's been touring. But
nah,
I feel like if the fool's going to keep paying the money, why not? If you're going to continue to pay your money for somebody to show up, if you know what the behavior is, you continue to pay your money to that person, you get what you fucking pay for. So I can't even be mad because people continuously, they know what's going to happen to them shows or what she's going to do.
So, all right. I don't really know much about promoting a show, but all my knowledge comes from that terrible movie, Janky Promoters. So aren't they liable for getting this artist on the stage? Yeah, it was terrible. Mike Epps.
That movie's hilarious.
Janky Promoters?
I love that movie. That movie's hilarious.
Maybe I need to watch it again.
This shit is hilarious.
This ain't as funny as I thought it should have been.
It is a bootleg version of Friday, but to me, it's funny as fuck. It's on the tier of the type of movies I would watch. I get where you're coming from when you say it's terrible because it ain't the best.
I mean, I did watch the Marvels, so I don't know. My barometer and table is kind of weird.
I don't know. The way them niggas was acting in that movie, I laugh every time. Like, I die laughing because them niggas
I've
is
only
hilarious.
Seen it once. Maybe I'll watch it again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. What was the statement? I apologize.
I don't remember.
Stop paying like, money for this bullshit then.
No,
stop.
Aren't the promoters supposed to get her on the stage? Aren't they liable for her showing up, like the promoters who book her?
I don't know. I don't know if she goes to promoters like that. I mean, it might be her team that's doing that. And then the thing is, a lot of people book her off the strength of her name being Lauryn Hill. Like, that's thing that gets me. It's just like, well, it's Lauryn Hill. It's just like... But again,
to correct this behavior.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
to correct this behavior, I think the audience should just stop showing up. Just do the same thing she does.
No, keep paying her.
Nah.
Keep paying her to be late and do the shit she been doing for all these years. It ain't gonna stop. People are going to, she's such a light and a spirit and all this other shit. It's just like,
I feel like she's taking advantage of her fandom.
Well, I don't know. I ain't gonna say that because I don't really know. I don't know if she's hustling that way, but I think sometimes the thought of who Lauryn Hill is compared to the shit that she shows when it comes to showing up to these shows, two different things. But it's been happening for so long. Y'all know what's gonna happen. So it's like you buy your ticket. I mean, what is it? What's the saying? Whatever. Anyway, they're paying the money to get fucked up. So continue to pay your money. If y'all gonna pay her to do that shit, then pay her to do that shit. I've talked to somebody who's been to her show before, and I've had people say it's not even that good of a show.
I wouldn't think it is. It's only like 20 minutes. Like the warm up is still there. They like, hey, all right, I guess this is my show now.
DJ. And then let the DJ play. I ain't paying to go to no Lauryn Hill show, though.
I wonder what her book would be like. Has she written a book already?
I don't know. She married a Marley. She had kids by a Marley. That shit didn't turn out good.
She was
I do tours now. The end.
That book, man, hey, I think that book will sell. The Lauryn Hill story. I want to know what's going on in her head.
I wouldn't buy it.
You don't think it'll sell? You wouldn't buy it?
I would buy a 50-page book for $300.
Well, it would be 300. You're right. I don't know. But Lil' Kim, I think I should have the confidence of Lil' Kim out here in these streets. She said her new book is going to sell more than the Holy Bible. And I was like, holy shit.
Well, she said the pre-sales are more. She said the pre-sales are selling more than the Bible is currently. I said, you need to calm down.
I'm glad you clarified that, because the headline that I got my news from clearly butchered that. So she's saying the pre-sales right now are outpacing what the actual sales of the Bible are.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes so much more sense, because I'm like, what story is she telling that is going to trump the Bible, bro? Like, what?
Calm down.
Okay.
Calm down.
That's the right type of attitude you should have when you're launching a product. Like, yeah, no, it's going to outsell the Bible.
My shit's selling more than the Bible, nigga.
That shit finna go ultra plastic twist tie. Like, no, the twist tie to go on bread.
I honestly feel like Lil' Kim's book is going to sell, because people want to know a lot about the stuff between her and Biggie and some of the bullshit that happened to her in the industry, the shit between her and Foxy Brown, shit like that. Like, she's got some stories to tell. I'm pretty sure Tupac's not going to be in the book anywhere, hopefully. And hopefully we don't have to hear about her selling drugs. How's that book doing now, by the way? Does anybody know what Jada's book? Anybody got some?
This is the thing I noticed. Notice how Lil' Kim didn't explain hardly anything about her book. She didn't tell nothing about it. She's like, just get the book. It's going to sell more than the Bible.
Right.
And she shut her mouth. I think it's going to sell more than Jada's.
You listen to Will Smith podcast yet?
No. Why would I? I got better shit to do with my time. What the fuck?
Did you listen to it? For what? He linked back up with DJ Jazz and Jeff, and they did a hip hop.
Who cares?
They did a hip hop 50 celebration, and Jada was there. She was in the pictures and everything. Looks like their marriage is getting back on track.
All right. Complete sidebar.
You know how trains
derail when they fall off the track? And just all the cars, the containers, and everything is all shifted and destroyed on the inside. Mm-hmm. Tracks are probably destroyed too. You can't just put the train back on track and expect it to drive normal. Like, we just went through a whole wreckage. It needs some repairs. I don't think this marriage is going to be, like, back on track.
She said that they've been back on track since the slap. You didn't see what she said there?
Oh, that's what it took.
She said the night of the slap is when we got back together, and I knew that he was the one for me.
Boy, Well, speaking of slaps, let me tell you about this story. A 34-year-old woman has been jailed for 18 months after trying to use a rent-a-hitman, no, really, a paid a contract killer to eliminate a rival she was beefing with. Her would-be assassin for hire unsurprisingly turned out to be an FBI agent. Zendria Ellis of New Orleans earlier pleaded guilty to transmitting and threatening communications in interstate commerce and was sentenced by the U.S. District Judge on October the 31st after serving time in the clink. Ellis would spend an additional 3 years under supervised release and pay a mandatory special assessment of $100. So she fell for this site. I'm going to show you real quick. It's called Rent a Hitman. Getting it from Instagram. This site right here, it says, Rent a Hitman, your point and click solution. We are 100% HIPAA compliant. Hitman Informant Privacy and Protection Act of 1964. Click below for your free consultation. Okay. This is a phishing website. This shit doesn't... I don't know about you, but the first thing I would have done was Google Hitman Information Privacy Protection Act of 1964.
You ain't worried about
if
that.
If I don't see anything that says anything... Yes, I am, because I'm doing something highly illegal.
Time to kill, shit. Okay. We ain't got time for that.
I ain't got no ops. But if I did have some ops, I wouldn't go to no random-ass website saying I can rent a hitman. What is this, Angie's List for hitman? Like,
time, hey, bruh. Sometimes you just got to take alternate channels to be able to get to your ultimate destination. That's what she did. Now, did it work in her favor? Clearly not, because she's in jail.
Hell nah. Yeah. You talking terrible to the FBI directly. And he said, and what do you drive? A red Dodge. Okay. And where are you? Okay. Yeah. So if you just go ahead and wire us the money and we'll be over there shortly to take care of it. Ben,
thank you.
I'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
She just gave her life away.
That might have been a very important kill that she needed to have taken care of.
Okay. Like what? An abusive baby daddy?
Boyfriend that cheated on her, that cad. What an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
A friend of hers that is sleeping with her ex. What a slut. Ooh, that scandalous whore. She used that nipple, the Skims, having that Skims nipple bra. What a tramp. That tramp.
She didn't
even
use the real ones. She didn't do that. She used the Fashion Nova version.
My nipples are real.
$11.99 for these. That's all it takes these days. That's all it takes. Some pasty nipples.
I bet you went to the Cheesecake Factory too, then, bitch.
What a show cheap did. Had a good slut time.
Oh, cheap ass trick.
You hose it down. Man. Never mind.
That's fucked up.
All right, so let's talk about it.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about it.
I'm going to let you do the story. You seem to have more information about it.
I just got a news blurb. I don't know. I don't have all the facts, but I can look it up.
Well, I'm going to go with how it started for me.
Okay.
For me, it started out with Keke Palmer filed. She was there already. Keke Palmer filed a restraining order, and she wanted full custody. And I was just like, whoa, what's happening? Why? I mean, Usher wasn't that bad of a situation for her to lead a dude. And then the next day, more information came out. And then the next day, more information came out, and some pictures came out. And I was like, ooh, he ain't looking good for this dude. So what's happening with Keke Palmer?
So, Keke Palmer, I'm getting this from the Associated Press. I'm just going for, I think they have the whole thing. She said in a civil court document that she suffered physical and emotional abuse at the hands of her ex-boyfriend, whom she shares a son with. Okay? So that's that. Mm-hmm. The filing this week in L.A. County, Superior Court included a request for domestic violence restraining order against Darius Jackson. Judge Wendy L. Wilcox on Thursday issued a temporary order pending a December 5th hearing. So there's telephone messages seeking comment from Jackson left off of a voicemail at the number associated with the address as listed in the court filings. The document did not list any attorney who might know on his behalf. So it was incidents of violence, both recent and from the past, that were described in the legal declaration as well under her name. She said that Jackson, from June 2021 until the relationship ended this past October, which was last month, it ended because of physical and emotional abuse. So among other incidents, she also wrote that he became irrationally angry at a party in February of 2022 when she showed him the picture of herself demonstrating her workout results. The declaration stated that she was slammed onto the floor and slapped. And the next morning, she was grabbed by the neck and body slammed into a stairway, which the pictures have came up on online. If you guys have seen them, you can go to any of your trashy blogs to see those pictures. She also alleged that in an incident involving their baby, who was born this past February, Palmer said that Jackson started getting rough with the baby while changing his diaper, and she stepped. Also claimed that while she was finishing the diaper change, he struck her on the head and stormed out. Yikes. Palmer's civil action seeks sole legal custody of their son. Representatives for Palmer did not immediately respond to the email seeking comment from her. The rest is just talking about her career. So that's where we at with it right now.
Well, I saw something the other day that said that she was awarded full custody of the child. Let me scroll down in my notes.
Because this AP story is from yesterday. Thank you, Associated Press, for the... It's not trashy blog.
Yeah.
AP News, so I know AP News is going to be professional.
Yeah. But from what I saw, I was like, man, these pictures don't look good, but I kind of wanted more information about it because I've been calling it wrong with this whole situation. So I'm done with this. I'm just going to let them just settle it in the courts.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And then
I know how a picture.
Go ahead.
I know how it looks. Like, you can, when it's a still image, you can make that seem like anything. I've played fault with a girl before, and I was, you know, like, hey, this is us just wrestling. But then there's multiple angles. No, well, not angles, multiple situations where it looks like his hands are around her neck. And I'm like, bro, you done for.
Mm-hmm. It don't
what
look
I don't
good.
Understand. What I don't understand is it seems like the family members are getting pulled into it. The brother was arguing on the behalf of his brother, saying like, yeah, my brother ain't abusive. Kiki's just doing this, trying to get custody. Then Kiki's mom came out talking about that. What'd he say?
Hold on. I'm trying. That's why I was trying to pull up the tweet. Go ahead and tell your side of it.
Well, I thought that's what he said. I thought he was taking up for his brother, and then he shitted on his brother.
I was trying to get the tweet. Anyway, my internet.
The
sucks.
Mom came out. Kiki's mom came out and she was complaining and talking about, yeah, you know what your brother was doing. He trained you to be the same way. He was like, so,
this is what his brother said. This is the tweet that he posted and deleted. The most disgusting, vile, abusive, manipulative person I've ever encountered in my entire life. Abuse abuses almost everyone. Y'all will see. Just sending positive energy to the babies. Any child in the middle of something like this does not deserve it all. Wow, so damn sad. And then it was another tweet. The mom popped up. She was like, yo, you know what's going on. This is crazy. It's wild. Let me just say this is wild. It's turning into a circus because now things are kind of like people are like elevating a lot of this stuff higher than it needs to. I mean, my angle's higher than it needs to go, but like as soon as something like this came out, the tweet came out, then the mom was like, you know that you were doing this. It's messy and it's terrible. And I want to pray for the kids, like the kids in this whole situation, or the child. It's not more than one child, but the kid in the situation, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know,
what
man.
I don't understand is, if it's been going on for years, why have a baby by this dude? Like, did he catch you in a weak moment? Like, I never understand the abusive relationship. And it's not about Kiki. It's about these types of dudes. Somehow they're able to trap these women in these situations where it gets to the point where they're either too afraid to leave or they feel like nobody else is going to treat them as well as this guy is. It's like, nah, if this dude is beating on you and putting his hands on you, you need to remove yourself from that situation. And well, it's even worse now that a baby's involved.
Sometimes it's a third option. Nobody will believe me, which that's an option too. Like, there are people who don't believe them. Women, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to saying, yo, this nigga's beating my ass. And it's just
how long do you think she had that video? Well, it was date stamped for 2020.
I don't know. I think I'm trying to wait and see, because let's let the legal system kind of get their hands all over this situation too, because it's like these pictures came out of nowhere. Because it's like something was said, then next thing you know, all the blogs have these pictures. And it's just like, well, where did this come from? Like, I don't know if this came from Kiki's camp or if it came from whose camp it came from.
It ain't helping old buddy. No, it definitely ain't helping him out.
No, it's not. This is odd. And then the baby mom then popped up and she put the Michael Jackson meme of him eating popcorn. So she watching this shit. So I don't know if...
So the baby mom... Oh, wait, hold on. He's
got a baby
kid?
Mama.
Mm-hmm. Another child somewhere.
Yeah.
And so she knows that he's abusive as well. And so that's what she's implying. She's just like, oh, I'm watching the show.
I don't know. All I know is she had the Michael Jackson Thriller meme posted on her stories, just eating the popcorn, watching it. And I was like, y'all wilding, man. Y'all are wilding.
If I have any friends out there who are in these types of relationship, fellas, I'm only talking to the guys right now. You best not let me find out, because I would beat your ass. I don't want to hear nothing about I was mad, I was angry, or some shit like that, bro. It's on site when I see you. I don't care how long we've been friends. Fuck you. Don't you ever do some shit like this. Like, if you can't handle your anger, leave. But why even put a baby in a situation like this?
Sometimes it's not even anger. Sometimes it ain't even anger, bro. Sometimes it's a control situation.
I get angry, but I ain't never been mad enough to, like, punch a chick. You know what I mean? Like, I've been cheated on, and I never punched her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand how niggas can allow themselves to be triggered like that.
Because it goes back to what everybody was saying from the whole Usher situation. And niggas insecure. Mm-hmm. Very insecure. Clearly. With himself. And I think
that's
a lot
why
of
like and keep going.
I think a lot of times when people are insecure about who they are in their relationship, again, it's not always from the POV of being angry. I need to make sure that you know I am in control. And for some people, the only way they know how to do that is to put their hands on somebody. You know, you're going to know that I run this household because I'm going to put my hands on you. And it's not right, but some niggas think that way. It ain't even about being, it's not about anger all the time. It's about dominance. Not right. I don't feel like it's right. But we're not seeing everything. You know, I hate to say this, we hadn't seen everything yet.
No, you're right. I mean, it's easy to manipulate a situation like this. I mean, it's working out in Kiki's favor. But if there is a history of this dude doing stuff like this, they got video proof. Like, I really don't like that they only put out the stills. Let's see the whole what happened, you know?
Mm.
I don't know, man. I'm staying out of their business, but fuck that dude. I was I was the main one sitting there like, oh, he has a point of being upset. It was a disrespect thing. But now that I know in hindsight that he's a fuckboy the whole time, it makes more sense why she was doing it. She was going to have fun. And the relationship was probably over at that point.
Well, they said, well, in the AP news story, it said that they ended it in October. So that Usher situation was way before that. So who knows? It's kind of, it's wild.
Relationships be rocky way before they actually end. So the relationship was probably already over.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure she was mentally out. She was mentally.
Yeah.
Out of that relationship.
She was checked out. She was like, I'm up here. I'm Keke Palmer, my nigga. Like, you ain't got to put up with this bullshit.
So, hopefully, and believe me, eventually we'll get Gail King. She'll show up and be like, Keke, let's get your side of the story. So, it's coming. It's coming. It's sad. It's sad. I hate to see this stuff. And I hate to see it played out in social media and on blogs and shit like that, too. It's nasty work, man. It's nasty work.
Where else should it be played out, though?
Shit, in the sanctity of your home and lawyers and the court. I mean, they're celebrities, man. Yeah. I get it that they're celebrities, but like, I really feel like, you know, I don't know. Being in Hollywood is wild as fuck because stuff like this, it gets put out there and it's...
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. I would have never thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, how you mad at Aquila, bruh? How you mad at Aquila, bruh? Like,
spelling damn. All them damn words. I don't know what that means.
Oh, me neither. Can he spell?
He can't even spell a name. Aquila. Damn, so, bruh.
It's fucked up. But Justice, I think just if plus they in LA County. He ain't got no.
He ain't got no choice. He done.
In LA County, they finna fuck him up. So, and good luck on seeing your son.
Fellas, don't do yourself like that. You better go get you a punching bag or something. Don't put your hands on these ladies.
Or get some therapy, nigga. I'm not Charlamagne. It's not gonna end well.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing else.
I'm gonna get this last story in because Jaleesia, one of our supporters, Jaleesia sent me this story. It's a quick story. She said it reminded her of another story that we had told a while ago. So I'm gonna just tell the story real quick. A Sylacauga man is accused of selling fake gold in Baldwin County. Sylacauga man has been arrested for selling several 1 ounce fake gold bars on Facebook Marketplace to. To people who live in Baldwin County. Dylan Thomas Jefferson was arrested on October the 26th. Police said that the person who bought the fake gold bars paid large amounts of money for them. Police said that the fake gold has the appearance and packaging of real gold and passes what many people would think were the test to conserve the authenticity of the gold.
Nice. How'd they catch him?
When Jimison was arrested, he was in possession of dozens more fake gold pieces and alluded to having swindled others through the sale of fake gold through, you guessed it, Facebook Marketplace. Foley police said anyone offered gold bars or if anyone bought any of the gold bars from Dylan Thomas should get them authenticated immediately.
Everybody got a hustle. You know my hashtag.
Why I'm not this smart.
Hustle everything.
I wish I knew how much. I wonder how much money he made from that. I can put something together. I can make some gold grills out of some foil.
Boy, somebody teeth fall out.
You got to catch me.
Oh, when they catch your ass, it's over though.
Ah.
Woo, it's gonna be over. You better move to a whole shit.
I'm too smart for that.
You on Facebook Marketplace, that goes to an IP. No, Hov didn't do that. You did that. That's why your ass is going back.
Thank you, Jaleesia, for sending me that. She sent me that story. Yeah, that's a great story. She sent it to me like 2 weeks ago, and I just I had just found it. I had put it on a note somewhere else, but she was, it reminded her of the fake gold story we had a while ago. Probably one of the best company name stories
fake gold
ever.
Tickets going to get to
heaven. Well, hopefully you guys won't be going to hell. We appreciate you joining us for another wonderful episode of Government Name Podcast. If here's the deal, guys. Let me say this. I should have said it at the beginning, and I might put a PSA in the front of the pod. Audio will always be out on Tuesday. Video, I'm sorry, we can't put it out same day. It will come out the next day. So Wednesday, the video on Spotify will be out the next day. It is exclusively on Spotify until we feel to do different. So, but you will get the audio version every Tuesday like normal. But if you want to see our beautiful faces on this wonderful screen, you'll be able to see it on Spotify every Wednesday.
That's me showing off my beautiful face for people who couldn't hear or see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Thank you for joining us. And we will catch you guys next week.